I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
If you've ever been to a rodeo, you've undoubtedly seen a barrel race. It's a timed event where generally female contestants race their horses around a triangular pattern of three barrels in a cloverleaf pattern. Whoever records the fastest time wins. It's considered to be the second most popular rodeo event for spectators, behind only bull riding. And it may just be the most popular event in terms of the number of participants. But rodeos aren't the only place you're going to find barrel racing. I recently discovered that there are dozens of barrel racing events held in Minnesota each week, including some just a few miles from where I live. Rock Island Ranch is located several miles east of Lake Wabana, north of Grand Rapids, and it's the site of an every other Thursday night barrel racing series. I drove up on a recent Thursday evening that was threatening rain and found a number of participants preparing themselves and their horses for tonight's race. I first talked with a person helping to organize the event.
Hi, my name is Mariah Hill. I host the barrel races out at Rock Island Ranch. So we host barrel races every other Thursday night, mostly in the summer. Sometimes we'll do it in the fall as well. It just kind of helps get girls out and running during the week, like basically preparing them for the weekend. A lot of the girls are local. We do get a couple girls from, you know, a couple hours away or down the road or whatever, but mostly just to kind of get girls out running before the weekend, before the bigger shows. I've been hosting them just this year. I know they were going last year as well. Somebody else was putting them on, but I would say a couple years now. What we do is a cash payout. So normally we compete for money. We try to win money. It's basically called a pot. So there's so much money in the pot and then it gets divided throughout each division. Sometimes we'll do like a series, and at the end of the series, the average awards could be either a belt buckle, any like tack for your horse. If you go to like the bigger barrel races down by the cities or something, they'll do saddles or, you know, different things like that. But last year we did do a buckle series and we did have a really good turnout for that.
So how many people participate in these events?
It really depends on the weather, we found out. So the last couple, they've been between like 20 or 30. Tonight, it's hard to say because the weather's a little bit gloomy, but sometimes that can bring more people in because it's not so hot. But we would say between 20 or 30 usually.
I asked Mariah about her own barrel racing experience.
I started competing when I was 4 years old. I'm 20 now, so 16 years under my belt. I started doing a lot of like WSCA, 4-H, and so just kind of fun shows, gaming. And then when I bought my first horse when I was 12, I looked into, you know, bulls and barrels. So I started, you know, competing for more money and then jackpots. In 2014 and 2015, I was Miss Teen Rodeo Minnesota. So I was, you know, doing a lot of rodeos with that. And then just I've kind of excelled from there, going to a lot more rodeos and jackpots and different things like that, competing for money.
The participants here cover a broad range, from experienced riders like Mariah to beginners and everything in between. As you watch, you soon see that there's a lot more than speed involved. I'm impressed with the athleticism and raw power of the horses, the coordination between horse and rider, and the precision needed to maneuver the tight turns at speeds of up to 30 miles an hour. I talked with another barrel racer about her experience.
My name is Jennifer Roque. I have been barrel racing Dreamer for only about 2 years now. He actually is doing really well. We're running some consistent times and keeping up with everybody, which is good. He's a 9-year-old Appaloosa and I love him to death. He's my baby. I've owned him for about as long as we've started barrel racing. When I first got him, he was just a trail horse. But he actually really likes this whole gaming thing. He's interested, it's different for him. He really enjoys it, and so do I. So that's what we do. Right now, we're just doing the ones here at Rock Island Ranch every other Thursday night. We were gonna start trailering here soon. We just got a couple more twerks to work out, and then we'll be on the road. So I'm excited.
And I talked with the mother of a beginning racer.
So my name is Lori Trombley, and we're out at Rock Island Ranch for a summer series in barrel racing. And I got my daughter involved, Jada, into barrel racing about a little over a year ago. We had leased a horse here from Tina, and and Tina and her boyfriend Steve and the ladies out here at the ranch were just amazing with helping my daughter get acclimated and understanding horses and how to do just basic horse behavior. And then we ended up purchasing our own horse last year. Okay. So it's been about a year. And now Jada, she's 13 right now, and she's running time almost as fast as the adults. So she's worked really hard at the discipline, at the patience it takes, the hard work, the time you put in, and it's been really good for her too. So it's pretty cool. And just seeing little kids come out here and families come out and watch, it's a nice activity to get involved in.
One of the things I soon noticed was that everyone roots for and assists everyone else, even though on one level they're competing against each other. I asked Mariah about this.
The sportsmanship is so awesome. The more that I've been around, you know, the horse community or been in it, I've realized the people are just so awesome no matter where you go. I think we've all started out somewhere, whether, you know, we were in a good spot or a rough spot, and kind of watching each other grow is really rewarding too. So especially like here at the barn, all of us girls are kind of family. We're around each other all the time. And so watching us grow and move on is really, really nice.
I've been to several events now, and it is fun watching their progress and the joy they get from a good run. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.